Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4100.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My best friend's mom, she does foster care. She's a single mom, and she still finds the time to really be caring and look out for other people in her life, even people she doesn't know very well. She always goes out of her way to be helpful.
What do you aspire to be?
I think I would just say that I aspire to leave a positive impact on the world around me. Whatever method that comes by, I don't know, but that would be my main goal.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I think I'm driven, very determined, but at the same time, I like to factor in what effects my actions will have and what effects they'll have on the world around me, not just on myself.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I think one attribute would be I kind of have always had the ability to take a negative situation and turn it into a positive and just find kind of the silver lining and everything and make it work for me. I don't know how I developed it, just kind of over time.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I strongly believe being compassionate is the most admirable quality. I've noticed that no matter where you are at a social level, I think just the ability to always look out for others before yourself always seems to make people content and peaceful, I guess.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and which quality do you like least?
I think the quality I like best would be I never get complacent. I'm always trying to improve my situation and people around me situation. I think the downside of that is that sometimes I don't slow down and appreciate what I have maybe or what's going on in the present.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I think, again, I would like to continue to try to be compassionate, especially in today's society. I think that's very important. And I think, as far as I would like to see wither, maybe, again, the ability to just not appreciate what's going on around me. I would like to be able to do that more.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
I think the number one quality is just appreciating when others do go out of their way to do something for you, appreciating that and showing that you appreciate it.
How do you like to spend time with your family?
I think just a family dinner. I mean, just kind of a relaxed family dinner is a good way to get caught up on what's going on in each other's lives.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was this gift so special?
For my birthday, I received a drawing that my grandpa did. It was from when he was first starting to get into art, and I never met him. He died before I was born, and my grandma gave it to me, so that was really special.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was always really big into drawing and art, as far back as I can remember.
What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy?
I don't know exactly. I don't have a favorite. My favorite author would be Carl Hyas, and I like kind of humorous books. I'll read anything, but I kind of like just a humorous outlook on the world.
What is your favorite word, and why?
My favorite word would be relax, because even just saying it kind of makes me feel relaxed.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, and sporting event you attended?
Last movie I saw was Michael Clayton. Last sporting event, it's been quite a while since I've been to one, but I think I went to a game last year. And the last book I read was by Raymond Chandler, The Long Good Night.
What do you like to do for fun? What would you consider your hobbies?
I like to paint and draw. I've always been into art. I'm really big into cars, just kind of taking a not-so-nice car and trying to make it nice again. I'm kind of mechanically inclined in that way. I like to repair things.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you've faced and its impact on you.
I think one, I guess maybe you could call it a risk or a dilemma, was kind of in deciding what I wanted to, where I wanted to go as far as schooling and where I wanted to see myself in a career. I originally was just thinking financially, you know, what would be the best for me in the long run, what would give me the most money. And then I kind of stopped and went more with what I thought would have a positive effect on what, how I could help the most. And yeah, I just kind of switched my major around and made a big life decision to change where I was going.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
One of the most memorable experiences I've had was when my first real pet, my dog, died, and it just kind of made me appreciate that we are kind of all equal. And even though it was almost like losing a member of the family, it just made me really appreciate life, I guess, every kind of life.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know it was the right thing to do.
Again, I'll go back to schooling, when I kind of decided to change where I was going as far as school. And over time, after I've thought about it, it's really sunk in that I think I made the best decision, and every day I'm more content and happy with it.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Science in general has always kind of surprised and unsettled me, both at the same time. It's always been really fascinating, just the idea that we are not any different than anything else, really. We're just all kind of DNA randomly made up, and just by chance we happen to be put together in a slightly different way than another creature. And I think that just always kind of been unsettling to me, just how similar we all are.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
I don't know that I've ever had a moment of epiphany. I think maybe over time, I guess maybe one instance would be I saw the movie Planet Earth, and I think that kind of opened my eyes to the fact that we are in a little bit of a crisis in our what's going on around us today. And I think that I never really realized to what extent, how far-reaching it was, and what an effect we were having on our world and nature. And I think that it kind of really made me want to have an effect on that and change that.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Honestly, I think I would like to be something I'm really passionate about, and something that really, really unsettled me is there was an article about the mountain gorillas in Africa that are pretty much on the brink of extinction, and I would really like to be there helping, doing what I could to try to preserve them or make some kind of change.
Where would you like to be most?
Relaxing on the beach in the tropics somewhere, I don't know, somewhere peaceful and warm.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I don't know that there's one person specifically. I guess anybody that overall good person.
What is your approach to life?
My approach is just make the most of what you have and try to find the positive.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I volunteered. A friend of mine at the time had a little brother who had a disease. I volunteered a couple times at a big event that raised a lot of money.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I always liked Monopoly. I still do.
Who is your favorite actor?
Samuel L. Jackson.
What is your favorite dinner?
Pasta.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I guess one of the craziest things I've ever done is I just kind of on the spur of the moment, decided to take a vacation to Chicago for a week and didn't really have it planned out. I just kind of played it by ear and found things interesting to do when I was there and just kind of relaxed, took it as it came, I guess.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do, I guess, is get up and make a glass of tea and just kind of relax for 5 or 10 minutes and think about what I'm going to do throughout the day and kind of come up with a plan.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Right now, I would again like to be doing something on a larger level to help environmentally, and I guess maybe now because of schooling and stuff, I'm not quite in the position I wish I was in, and I'm just kind of impatient and wanting to be able to jump out and do something, and I have to finish school and do that and just kind of take it as it comes, and I just find myself a little impatient, I guess.
You are majoring in environmental biology. When did you first become interested in this field?
I think it's kind of been gradual over the past maybe 5 years or so, just in the media, everything's starting to come out about the crisis we are in it with our environment, and just starting to really appreciate what I grew up with, being able to go to the zoo or read about these exotic species of animals or plants or these exotic places like the rainforest, and just starting to realize that these things are slipping away and maybe they won't be there for the next generation.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Ultimately, I would just like to get involved with something that has a positive effect on the environment. I don't know how large scale it'll be, but I just definitely want to be able to say that I did something to try to change it.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Biologist, I guess, researching the environment.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I think 10 years from now, I would like to be settled somewhat. I don't know that I'd be ready for children in 10 years. I'll be traveling a lot, most likely for my career, and I think that I would like to be traveling to places that aren't so much for my leisure as more for purpose, like helping that place, a place that is in trouble or crisis, and going there to make a difference.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I'm kind of old-fashioned. I like just dinner at a nice restaurant. I love Italian food, so I don't know. I also like to be outside a lot, so maybe a warm night, just kind of relaxing outside, watching stars.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
The number one quality would be somebody that puts others' interests before themselves. I think that goes a long way in having a good relationship, and it also is something that I think would help that quality flourish in myself, and I think it would just be a good match.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think the most important thing would just to be show that you appreciate them and that you appreciate them putting up with you and being there for you, and I think just showing that daily. And
why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I just like the idea of being able to help people who needed it, and just kind of taking a step in improving someone's life whatever way possible. I mean, I was in a position where I could help, so I wanted to take advantage of that.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4100.